The introit of today's Mass, which should in these days be repeated almost at the beginning of every Mass, is very indicative of the importance of this feast. And it is a feast that almost always happens during the Legion of Mary retreat, which this is a small, diminuted form of it, because usually we have 3 days. Today we have 2 or 3 hours, as my voice permits, which is, of course, in itself very diminuted as it is. But the introit says, "Terrible is this place. It is the house of God and the gate of heaven, and not it shall be called the court of God." And of course, we have heard the beautiful readings from the Apocalypse of Blessed John the Apostle and the Gospel of St. Luke. These moments which we take, reduced as they may be, are moments that are most important in our spiritual life, guided by the handbook of the Legion of Mary, written 104 years ago by Venerable Frank Duff, founder of the Legion, whose cause for beatification is well underway. These words remind us of the fact that it is most important, especially in this time of the year, when there are so many preoccupations and so many things that distract us from the most important things, which of course have to do with God, with the Blessed Mother and the saints, with the souls in purgatory. And this Mass today is offered for the souls of those deceased legionaries of Mary who are in purgatory. But these moments remind us of that which is really important, that which is necessary, and that is that which Saint Zacchaeus found out. For he had a total and complete conversion, as we all should have. And so we see Jerusalem that represents not only heaven, but it also represents the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. The Church, which is the means chosen by Christ, created by Christ in his body, his mystical body, as a means of salvation. And the Legion, of course, in the handbook you can read it many times, that the Church is the way to Christ, the way to salvation. There is no other. There is one God, one Lord, one baptism. And Mary is the mother of that same God, Jesus Christ, who became man through her cooperation. And so in the Legion, we seek to enhance our devotion to her so that we may enhance our devotion to him. So on this day, usually every year, for many years, we have the retreat of the Legion of Mary. And today we have an abridged version in a morning of recollection, of prayer, of adoration, and of meditation, that Jesus Christ and his Church are one. There is only one God. There is only one Church. And thus the Legion has always taught, and it is the mission of the Legion and of legionaries everywhere to lead others to the Church, to Christ, who is the Lord, to salvation, which comes only through the Lord Jesus Christ, who comes only to us through the most holy, ever virgin, immaculate Mary. And so what a wonderful thing that we have on this day, which usually falls during the Legion of Mary retreat every year, the feast of the dedication of the Mother of Churches. Today, We celebrate mothers, in a sense. It is through the mother of the Emperor St. Constantine, who was converted at the Milvian Bridge when the cross of Christ appeared to him and said, "In this, by this sign you shall conquer." And soon after that, he became a Catholic, a Christian. And then his mother, who was already a Catholic, was given by him the authority to retrieve as many relics from the Holy Land and bring them to Rome. And he gave to the Holy Father his palace, which was the Lateran Basilica. Basilica means throne room, and in this case is the throne room of God, the throne of God. And so he gave this to the church, and it became, at that moment, in the year 313 or so, the head and mother church of all the churches, of all the dioceses of the world. Now we have the mother, St. Helena, who prevailed upon her son and then was seconded by a miracle of Christ to become a member of the church, a Catholic. And then we have the mother church. When we enter the church of St. John of the Lateran, and of course the full title is Church of the Most Holy Redeemer, Archbasilica of the Most Holy Redeemer, and of St. John the Baptist, and of St. John the Evangelist. There on the altar, where the tabernacle is, on the side of the papal altar, one can see the table upon which Christ himself celebrated the Last Supper. Because the Last Supper, in also another sense, along with the cross, is the beginning of the church. And it's the center of the life of the church, the Holy Eucharist, which we celebrate today. And then we have our Mother Mary, through whom Christ comes. The mother of Constantine, St. Helen, the mother church of all the mother of all the mothers and all the churches, St. John at the Lateran, and the one through whom this happened, Our Lady, the Immaculate Mary, who is the mother of the church and the mother of us all, the mother of the Legion. And what is it that in particular brings all of this together, coagulates all this richness, this wonderful, sacred, and divine recipe into one? It is the Eucharist, which we celebrate now. In this ancient rite of the Eucharist, which shall be until the end of time, regardless of any attempts. The Eucharist is our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one of the things that has been sticking in my heart and pricking my heart for days and days in preparation for this day of recollection, which hopefully I will impart to you and you will take with you and use it for the next 12 months, is the fact that Our Lady is Our Lady of the Eucharist. She is the mother of Jesus, the mother of the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, who is Jesus Christ, true God and true man, the King of the universe, the head of the church, hopefully the head of your church, your soul, your spiritual life. And so today we look to her, the Eucharist. The word in itself, of course, as you know, refers to thanksgiving. And we give thanks to God through the Holy Eucharist, the perfect act of thanksgiving. But none of this would be possible were it not for Our Lady of the Eucharist. And for ages, there has been a great devotion to the Blessed Mother under the title of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. Now, the Blessed Sacrament is the real presence, the divine presence of the Son of God made man, made flesh, and of course with Him inseparable are the Father and the Holy Spirit, but also right there by the tabernacle, always, always and always, is Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. There would be no Blessed Sacrament had Jesus not become man and taken His body from her, the DNA of Christ, God and man, especially, of course, true man, Savior of mankind, head of the Church, is the exact DNA of the Blessed Mother. It is not mixed in with somebody else's. It is Mary. And so, of course, you can see how Our Lady of the Eucharist, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, is so united, even now and in eternity in heaven. Her throne is next to the throne of Christ. She is the mother of fair love, the mother of hope, the mother of divine grace, the mediatrix of all graces. We call upon her to fill us as no one else can but she with love of God. That love of God is the thing that feeds everything that we are as Catholics and as legionaries of Mary. We cannot pray and we cannot love our neighbor as ourselves if we do not love God first. And who, I dare ask, loves God more than Mary? Does anyone know of anyone else? There is no one other than the Blessed Mother that loves God, that loves her Son. The minute she said, as we ought to say, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word," that moment, the Son of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we see it in the banner, in the vexillum of the Legion, the Holy Spirit hovering over the Immaculate Virgin Mary, and she becomes the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church. That means that she is our Mother, and she is the Mother of the Legion. Without her, we can do nothing. Without her, we cannot achieve any kind of relationship with God, the Father, or the Son, or the Holy Spirit. No matter what anybody may think. And there are many visionaries, all false, in the world today, as there has always been, who point here and there, and our Lord said, they will tell you, Christ is here, Christ is there. Believe them not. I am here, He says. And the Blessed Mother is the one that with surety points us to Him. With surety and love brings Him to us. She is indeed the Mother of the Church. She is indeed our Mother. And she is indeed the Mother of the Eucharist. So every time we adore Jesus in the Eucharist, every time we receive Holy Communion in a worthy manner, we are uniting ourselves to the Blessed Mother. One of my favorite stained glass windows at the Shrine of Our Lady of Prompt Succor in New Orleans is the Blessed Mother kneeling before the feet of St. John the Evangelist and receiving communion from him. And so we still do today, and she still guides us today and will until the end of time. May that same Blessed Mother, the same Mother of the Legion, Mother of the Church, Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, fill us with true and pure love for her beloved Son. How terrible is this place! This is the holy house of God. It is the tabernacle of the Most High. Today, Zacchaeus, salvation has come to this house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.